House with courtyard and gallery. In the middle of the 3rd century AD, outside the walls of the settlement, two houses or domus were built with a porticoed courtyard reminiscent of the houses in the Roman villae, which leads us to a new construction model. This first house, built on top of the Alto Imperial remains, has an atrium or courtyard surrounded by a porticoed corridor with a roof supported by columns. From the corridor, there would be access to the rooms, which were usually specialised to a certain extent. Cullina, kitchen, cubicula, bedrooms, triclinium, dining room equipped with beds or tricliniums in which to have lunch while lying down, or the lararium, a small domestic chapel dedicated to the lar gods. The atrium was the centre of the Roman house, the preferred meeting place to which all the rooms of the domus were connected. In a southeastern corner, whose tilling remains, a drainage channel would have led to an exterior sewer which, although it is outside the courtyard, is reminiscent of the typical impluvium of Roman houses. This type of building, which is part of the ruralization of the Roman Empire, in which cities lost importance in favor of the rural villas, nevertheless has a certain level of luxury and comfort, which is proof of a clear influence of Roman culture in Saint-Thomé. This luxury can be seen in the fine tableware made of terra sigillata. However, along with these remains, several objects were found which tell us about Galician Roman daily life and otium, leisure. Game pieces, calculi, used on a board, ludus latronculorum, a stylus, a writing instrument in the shape of a bronze wand, and various medical pharmaceutical instruments, probes, suction cups, dental instruments. Among all the objects found in this area stands out a late Roman belt plate depicting a horse that belonged to a military belt. This plate became a symbol of the site. It is likely that between the 4th and 5th centuries AD, military attire became part of civilian clothing. In this context, tunics were tightened to the body by means of belts, such as this one. It is necessary to remember that a selection of all these pieces can be seen in the Ourense Archaeological Museum.